Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day, despite the fact that some former campers, some people experiencing homelessness right here in Seattle, who had made beautiful Green Lake Park, which is a wonderful city resource. It really is. I mean, the walk around Green Lake, where they have a path and they have a bike path. And at Christmas season in the past, they've had luminarias there at night so you could walk around Green Lake and enjoy it. Well, a lot of that has gone away because there are scores of homeless people, tents. There are parked around Green Lake Park an entire armada of vans and some broken down vehicles where people are living. It has become a great refuge for the homeless. And now, is it appropriate to try to help homeless people find a different place to stay in the days before the Christmas holiday? Listen to this report about what's happening. It's from King 5 TV in Seattle. Listen.
Overdue, but for one man who is living at the camp, the timing couldn't have been worse.
Well, yeah, I'm taking that jar. Keeping that. Huh? Keeping that. Yeah, leave it here. I'll take it.
It's moving day for Jason Lee,
going inside the RV,
who we introduced to you Sunday night when he and his girlfriend were frantically collecting their things, preparing for the city sweep Monday morning.
Panics, I guess. we fell asleep from working all night last night, and then we kind of fell asleep and woke up right at we heard the trucks coming in.
Lee says he's been anticipating this cleanup for a while. Well before the city plastered these notices around the camp last Friday, telling the dozens of people living there to get out.
It's been a disgrace.
Is how many people describe the encampment.
Obviously there's a problem, you know, with housing, but this isn't the answer. You know, ruining the city parks is not the answer. This isn't where people should be living.
Meanwhile, some actually feel for those that have called this site home for months.
It's been frustrating to see my park taken over, but I guess today I saw a cute little couple with all their belongings, and it's hard to see.
Back in October, the city called the encampment a top priority and have been offering housing options and helping out those forced to move out with the process, a process similar to what the city has done with other encampments.
Hey, Jason, you're keeping these, right?
No, they're garbage.
They're garbage?
Yeah, yeah.
Lee admits he does appreciate the city's help, but says he'd rather look for another place to park in Seattle until he can afford an apartment.
They go ahead and kick us out right on Christmas. I understand that, well, you know, it's a nuisance to come down here and look at all this, but, you know, we got somewhere to go too, you know.
Okay, we've got to get somewhere to go too, and they're using as a phrase in that news report, a cute little couple. And, you know, you can say, especially Christmas time, cute babies, cute puppies. Maybe even if you're tolerant of cats, more tolerant than I am, you can say cute kittens. Don't you dare say cute raccoons. But again, if they're going this, I mean, really. This situation, and having been there and walked through the homeless pop-up, you can't even describe it. It's like an extended garbage dump. And if you see the pictures of it being cleared away, finally, after years and years of complaints, this is the way the Seattle Times actually described what is happening. They have a section of the paper called Project Homeless now, which I hope goes away soon, because I hope the problem begins to resolve soon, and it can with different leadership, which we're getting in the city of Seattle. Mere days before Christmas, writes the Seattle Times, and the arrival of a new mayor in City Hall, Seattle cleanup crews and painting enforcement, parking enforcement, pardon me, removed an encampment yesterday from the Green Lake Park that the surrounding neighborhood had been vocal about for much of the year. Mayor Jenny Durkan, in her last months in office, has been steadily removing large Seattle encampments. A statement from her office cast Monday's removal as part of a new pandemic-era strategy where everyone in the encampment is offered shelter or housing, and outreach staff work with for months to make sure as many as possible move there safely before getting rid of the encampment. But advocates of that new method were hesitant to agree. About half of the more than 30 people in the camp received referrals to tiny houses or shelter, and 13 simply moved their tents and belongings, many of them, according to a camper, up the hill to Woodland Park, where another large, exceedingly ugly encampment still sprawls. It's unlikely when this encampment will be removed. After two removals of high-profile encampments earlier this month drew praise for moving a large portion of the inhabitants into shelters, tiny homes or other housing, Green Lake's clearing appeared similar to those earlier that had been carried out before the pandemic, when police would give homeless campers a few days' notice, and most campers would simply move to the next park. Okay, I agree that obviously it's better to try to find people's shelter than to just have them move to the next park. But it turns out that many of the people they find shelter for don't show up to the shelter because they don't want to live in shelter. They want to live on the street. They want to live in the park. And it is not their right to make that choice. There's a neighbor, Kyle Oswald, who lives within a half a mile of the encampment at Green Lake, said it certainly feels like crime has been rising as the encampment grew. He's had propane tanks and outdoor seat cushions stolen from his backyard several times in the last year. Oswald wishes that campers hadn't been forced to leave during Christmas week, but blames city leaders for refusing to deal with the issue for so long. My contention is with the city council and the mayor, kicking this can down the road for years and years and years, Oswald said. Mayor-elect Bruce Harrell hosted a news conference down the street from the encampment in September before winning the election on a platform partly focused on keeping parks clear of homeless encampments. Harrell, who takes office next month, said in a statement today that it is inhumane for people to live in parks without sanitation, running water, and access to services that are needed to restore lives and stability, and that the removal was actually a step in that direction. I mean, isn't that obvious? What is so great about letting people live where there are no toilets and there are just junk piles and no proper shelter in a period of cold and rain and snow perhaps coming? He says, Bruce Harrell, the incoming mayor, we cannot allow this crisis to continue to worsen. My priority from day one as mayor will be putting into action the resources we have to help restore lives while at the same time restoring parks, hooray, public places, and public trust in Seattle. Okay, that it seems to me is sensible. It turns out they followed in the Seattle Times one young lady who had been placed in a tiny house but then failed to show up, so they had to give it to somebody else. Not an easy solution. We will be right back on the MedVet Show. 1-800-955-1776, especially for residents of the Green Lake area, if you have any reaction. We'll be right back.
I hear a lot of hate come from shop jocks like yourself.
Michael Medved.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
KUOW, which is the public radio station. It is NPR station, National Public Radio. And KUOW stands for K University of Washington. So it's a fine public radio station, etc., etc. Their headline, people living in tents and RVs evicted from Green Lake Park in Seattle days before Christmas. Okay, part of what's wrong with that headline, and then there's a great deal wrong with that headline, but part of it is it says people living in tents and RVs evicted. If you use the term evicted, it implies that you had an agreement to live in a certain place. In other words, you had agreed, you had a place where you were supposed to be living and where you had the right to live and you were paying some money, but then you stop paying money usually, and that means you get evicted from it. These are not renters. These are not legal residents. They're squatters. They're vandals. They are transients. They are people who are occupying a public park that belongs to the public, not just to people for their private use. I mean, what would happen? And again, I'm sure something like this either has happened or will happen. If a group of homeless people decided, you know what, we're going to start planting some vegetables here. And, yeah, there's a lot of room around here. There are lawns, there are forests. We're going to knock down some trees and plant some vegetables. And it's outrageous. This is not their park. It is the people's park. And on this KOW headline, right after that headline, they have this. This week, the city of Seattle is clearing a homeless tent encampment at the park, plus the RVs that have been parked nearby for months. The removal comes less than a week before freezing temperatures are expected in Seattle. Some people worked on their cold engines with bare hands. Okay, what is the city supposed to do? Other than what is being done right now by the outgoing mayor, which is send squads of people around offering some kind of alternative shelter, offering a place to go in a shelter or in a tiny house or in some other place where you're going to be warm and you won't freeze your hands. And by the way, it was also striking that when that cute little couple that they were featuring on the account on King 5 was saying, oh, we were up all night working. You know what they're working on? They were packing up their crap. I'm sorry. And again, it has to be taken away. You want to leave it there for when you return? I mean, how outrageous. Part of the Seattle Times account. Stacia Murphy, who's lived at the Green Lake encampment for 4 months, said she woke up to the city crews telling people to leave by Monday morning. She had accepted a referral to move into a tiny house on Friday, but staff couldn't find her that day when they came to the camp. She missed her chance and someone else got the spot, she said. Murphy blames herself for that, well, that's good, and said that living conditions at the Green Lake encampment worsened in the last few months as more people moved in and stopped picking up their trash. But she still felt pained by the push. They literally had to do this before Christmas, Murphy said. That's what hurts me the most. What about celebrating a Christmas of a fresh start? And particularly if you go to a shelter, and there are shelters that have room for people, they offer Christmas dinner, they offer celebration. They offer warmth. What, do you want to sit around a campfire on Christmas Eve at Green Lake Park? And for goodness sakes, the idea that, this is a disaster because they're doing this and it might snow. Okay, if it does snow, you know what? Kids like to play in the snow. And they can't play in the snow where underneath the little layer of snowfall, there are going to be a bunch of discarded hypodermic needles from all of the meth addicts and heroin addicts and other wrecked lives that are there. The point that you are helping people by making it easy for them to live in parks and to live on sidewalks and to basically trash the endeavors of everybody else. Because again, businesses, particularly with a pandemic now, I was seeing that in Edmonds now, they are actually charging people a great deal of money to offer meals in the open air on sidewalks, on street corners. But what happens if homeless people move into that kind of shelter? What do you do? See, I can't even imagine this. Let's say you're a restaurant owner in Edmonds, Washington, and you've just put up a little bit of an extension to your restaurant, paid the city of Edmonds, I believe it is, $4,000, which is what it costs, $4,000, so you can serve people lunch or you can serve people breakfast or dinner out there. What if that happens and then somebody just comes in and dumps a sleeping bag? And then you come out and say, wait a minute, this is my private property. I have to serve my customers here. And the guy says, no. No, I need this. I got to get ready for my own Christmas. I mean, how outrageous is this? Chris in Seattle, you're on the MedVed Show.
Yeah, thank you, Michael, for taking my call.
You bet.
So I've been in the homelessness field for a while, and one thing that was a light bulb for me is the problem is not fundamentally material in nature, shelters and food and clothing. That would be houselessness. It's homelessness. It's a belonging problem. And the problem is if you go into a shelter, there are rules because that's how relationships are. There's rules in relationships. You don't treat your kids certain ways. Your kids don't treat your parents certain ways or their classmates. And it's an issue that we need to start looking at completely differently. People need to know how to belong and function together in community, and that requires some humility and some rules and working on some things. But we keep putting in this category of food and shelter, and there's just plenty of that help for those who want it.
Boy, is that a good distinction. Chris, this is a great call, and your idea that it is homelessness that is the problem, not houselessness, is exactly right, and it is spot on. Do you know about the drunk dorms on East Lake Avenue?
I'm familiar with those. Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, but that's exactly the problem, is this is for chronic homeless alcoholics. And in order to qualify to get one of those units, which is funded by all government at every level, you have to have five different arrests for drunken disorderly. And they allow people to drink in those premises that are city-funded and state-funded. And, of course, they have all kinds of casualties in the drunk dorms. It's not merciful. It's not helpful. It only facilitates self-destruction. And I don't think government should be in that business. We'll speak about self-destruction when it comes to our democratic system coming up on the MedVed Show.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Starting this week, I'll be deploying hundreds more vaccinators and more sites to help get the booster shots in people's arms.
President Biden outlining steps to deal with the growing threat of the COVID Omicron variant. Biden continues by saying he's using the military to help curb the COVID spread.
In addition, I've directed the Pentagon to mobilize an additional 1,000 troops to be deployed to help staff local hospitals and expand capacity. That's 1,000 military doctors, nurses, and medics.
Winter holiday travel is back. AAA saying travel numbers are on par with the pre-pandemic record of 2019. They estimate more than 109 Americans will travel over the long Christmas and New Year's week from December 23rd to January 2nd. This is USA Radio News.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Michael Medved show, there is a lot to celebrate this Christmas season. Really, there is. And just to return to one of the subjects that I think is very much worth celebrating is the really Christmas gift that Joe Manchin gave to everybody. Number one, he at least postponed, if not altogether headed off, a disastrous piece of legislation that was going to damage the lives of Americans of every perspective, every corner of the country. The Build Back Better bill, so-called, which now they can go back to and they can take elements of it that you might like. Maybe you like the idea of universal pre-K, where you would choose if whether or not you wanted to send your children to some kind of pre-K education at the government's expense. Okay. Are there people who like that? Many people, frankly. And there's even some evidence it could be effective in helping children begin school, the real learning essence of school, with better preparation. Okay, fine. But the fact is that to lump that together with so much extraneous spending and extraneous policy and material about the environment, about immigration, that had no real connection to this idea of, quote, building back better. And this is the way the networks are covered, a brief collage of the way they covered the news for Joe Manchin to simply say, enough. Clip 3.
Senator Joe Manchin dealing what could be a fatal blow to President Biden's Build Back Better plan. The West Virginia Democrat announcing on Fox News today that he is a no, the move blindsiding the White House.
Tonight, a potentially fatal blow to President Biden's massive social spending and climate plan.
This is a no.
There is no way around it. This is a potentially fatal blow to the president's domestic agenda.
In a new letter this morning, Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says that despite Manchin's objections, the Senate will consider the Build Back Better bill at some point in the new year so that, quote, every member of this body has the opportunity to make their position known on the Senate floor, not just on television. That is the definition in this town of a sick burn.
What's Joe Manchin's nickname going to be? He could be Jolton Joe. I know that's a reference to the great and immortal DiMaggio and everything, but he certainly has jolted the Democratic Party, of which he is a member. Or is he going to be Joe Fatal Blow Manchin? Jamal Bowman, who is one of those people who's in fierce competition to win the distinction of biggest idiot in Congress. And he really is a congressman from New York and part of the squad, part of the new additions, the reinforcements of the squad. He spoke on MSNBC about his perspective on Joe Manchin's decision. Listen.
This bill disproportionately supports people of color. It supports people of color. It supports women. It supports children. It supports those who are poor and lifts them out of poverty. Why wouldn't Manchin want to support that when this would benefit West Virginia tremendously? It's tremendously frustrating for me as a black man in America because, once again, it's an example of Joe Manchin as a white man showing that he doesn't care about black people. He doesn't care about Latinos. He doesn't care about immigrants. He doesn't care about women. And he doesn't care about the poor. He is a millionaire. And he has the privilege to kick the can down the road and not vote for this bill while the people in my district are suffering.
Okay, do you think that if this bill were passed before Christmas, which is what they originally had intended to do, that the people in Jamal Bowman's district would still be suffering? And it is so despicable, and I really do want to use that word, to try to racialize this issue. There is a very fine black senator who grew up in a much less advantaged background than Jamal Bowman, who was a school administrator. I'm talking about Tim Scott, who votes no on Build Back Better. Not because he doesn't care about black people. He is one. But because he cares about America. And the idea that this bill should be supported because it disproportionately, he says, Jamal Bowman, helps black people? Really? Should a bill disproportionately help one segment of the population? If he helped the whole country, that's the idea of legislation that it seems to me is worth following. There's also a legal case which actually relates a little bit to what we just heard about the controversial remarks about Jesse Waters about a kill shot against Dr. Fauci, asking everybody to issue a kill shot. And then he said, he's dead, to applause. A supporter of former President Donald Trump was sentenced to 3 years in prison Monday. Ouch. During a hearing that featured emotional remarks by CNN anchor Don Lemon and Brian Stelter about the fear caused by the rabid right-wingers' messages. Robin Lemke is the name of the guy who was sentenced. He sent threats to more than 50 prominent journalists, politicians, and their family members in the aftermath of Trump's 2020 election defeat. Before Manhattan Judge Alvin Hellerstein imposed the sentence, he heard from some of Lemke's victims, including Don Lemon and Brian Stelter. Lemon recalled receiving menacing messages targeting him and his fiancée, quote, "I am tired of looking over my shoulder. I am tired of being suspicious of even friendly faces in public." Lemon said in an emotional statement read in court, "I am tired of being called fake. It is insulting to hear to me that Robert Lemke thinks that he is a victim. Trump made me do it," that Robert Lemke says. "The media made me do it. He's a grown man." Lemke then unleashed the threats between November 2020 and January 2021. He sent 19 threatening messages on January 6th, the day of the insurrection. They call it the riot in the U.S. Capitol. And Stelter described receiving creepy messages from Lemke about his family. One message showed a picture of the grave of Stelter's father, who had died in 2001. Another described the nice, dense trees behind the home of Stelter's mother. "He was saying my family was in danger because I was telling the truth on TV," Stelter said in court. Look, is it appropriate if somebody is sending out specific threats of saying, I'm going to come kill you, watch out, you're going to be killed? It is, of course. It's not appropriate. These are political disagreements, for God's sake. And then they have this, and this is something to look forward to. Rival vigils are being planned on the anniversary of the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol by both a right-wing group that insists those charged in the insurrection are political prisoners, and liberal organizations marking this date by urging Congress and President Joe Biden to pass federal legislation, quote, to protect voting rights. And there's also this, a man who joined the Capitol melee gets nearly 4 years in prison. There have now been more than 700 people who have been charged with federal crimes related to the riot. More than 150 of them have pleaded guilty, mostly to misdemeanor charges punishable by a maximum of 6 months imprisonment. Nearly 70 defendants have been sentenced. So justice moves along. Or is this injustice? We'll get to that coming up on the MedVed Show.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833, toll free, 654-PAIN, 833-654-PAIN. Okay, how crucial are faith and freedom really to America? Ronald Reagan called faith and freedom the twin beacons that brighten the American sky. What did Reagan mean? Well, you can find out at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, which has just launched a new course on the legacy of Ronald Reagan. This is very important because the course is posted online at the Institute's website, faithandfreedom.com. The course is led by Reagan biographer and expert Dr. Paul Kangor, frequent guest on my show. And the course includes Professor Kangor's one-on-one interviews with the likes of Bill Bennett, Ed Meese, Peter Robinson, Michael Reagan, and more. It's a remarkable offer that you will truly not find anywhere else, and it's free. Yeah, it's actually free. While you're there at faithandfreedom.com, also check out the many articles and lectures on topics from freedom of conscience to critical race theory, from Madison and Lincoln to Churchill and Reagan. You can find all of this and much more on the website at the Institute for Faith and Freedom, faithandfreedom.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Upbeat Bach, always an appropriate sound for the Christmas season. I'll tell you something else that's appropriate. It's gift giving. And you have a chance to give a great gift that will continue giving for an entire year. An entire year at a cost of 22 cents a day. I'm talking about a MedHead Plus subscription. It's a subscription to our show podcast every day, anytime you want to hear it, anywhere you want to hear it. And commercial free, by the way. And you can focus on the sections of the show that you particularly want to hear. But more importantly, as a MedHead Plus subscriber, with a special offer we have going to through the end of the year, you get access to our history programs, all of them. And you can stream those anytime you want, free, at no cost at all for MedHead Plus subscribers. Check it out at michaelmedved.com or look at the medvedhistorystore.com. And we've had such a terrific response, and it's very encouraging. And again, when you join us as a MedHead Plus member, you'll understand why. Check it out. There's a great deal going on, and I think it's for the good, as the legal system moves forward with these various people who were involved in some of the violence and some of the rioting, because they were not all peaceful protesters. Most of the people who were in Washington, D.C. on January 6th, the people who came out to hear the president speak at the Ellipse, the people who just came out to demonstrate, most were peaceful, but there were thousands who were not. And there have been 700 so far who have been arrested. There will be more. A man who joined a mob in one of the most violent attacks on police during January 6th was sentenced to nearly 4 years in prison yesterday. His name is Devlin Thompson. He's 28. He wrote an apology letter to the officer whom he had assaulted during a melee in a tunnel where police battled with dozens of others and rioters for more than 2 hours. Still, Thompson also expressed remorse for his actions before U.S. Judge Royce Lamberth sentenced him to 3 years and 10 months in prison following three more years of supervised release. Quote, the attack on the Capitol that day was an attack on the very rule of law in our country, Lambert said. Now, you can agree with that, even if you don't agree that it was an insurrection, or it's right to call it an insurrection. It was a riot, and like every riot, that ends up being an attack on the rule of law, particularly if you're assaulting the seat of the U.S. government. A Justice Department prosecutor has recommended a four-year prison sentence for Thompson, a longtime resident of Washington State, who moved down to Georgia about 6 months before the riot. Defense attorney Elizabeth Kelly requested a one-year prison sentence for Thompson. He has autism spectrum disorder and functions in many ways as a young child. The prosecutors brought up that he was earning about $90,000 a year, which is not bad, and indicates adult capabilities. The judge also said autism isn't an excuse for assaulting a police officer. He noted that Thompson had a job that paid him $90,000 a year before the riot. Thompson has been jailed since he pleaded guilty in August to assaulting a police officer with a dangerous weapon, which was a metal baton. The charge carries a maximum of 20 years imprisonment, but sentencing guidelines for Thompson's case recommended a prison sentence ranging up to 57 months. The Thompson, with more than 190 other rioters, was in the tunnel. He struck a police officer's hand with a baton that he found in the tunnel. Others assaulted police with poles, sticks, and other makeshift weapons. Metropolitan Police Officer Michael Fanone told a congressional committee in July that the fight in the tunnel was nothing short of brutal. He was pulled into the mob, beaten, and repeatedly shot with a stun gun. I observed approximately 30 police officers standing shoulder to shoulder, maybe four or five abreast, using the weight of their bodies to hold back the onslaught of violent attackers. Many of these officers were injured, bleeding, and fatigued, but they continue to hold the line, Fanone testified. Before he assaulted the officer, Thompson helped the mob take riot shields from officers and brought them forward for other rioters to use against the police, according to prosecutors. He also joined the mob in pushing together against the front lines of officers and threw large audio speakers at them that struck another rioter in the head, drawing blood. Thompson's actions on January 6th, quote, show an absolute disregard for the rule of law, coupled with a willingness to incite and engage in violence, prosecutors wrote in a court filing. The point here for conservatives is if somebody had just assaulted police officers because he hates the police in this way, throwing things out, wouldn't you think that guy would be deserving of prison? And that's the case here. Even if you agree with him that the election was stolen and that Trump really won the election, whatever you believe about that, is there any excuse for attacking police officers this way? Thompson, apparently, the guy who's just been sentenced, doesn't think so. In his apology letter to the officer, Thompson said he is still trying to understand his inexcusable behavior on January 6th. You deserve to be treated with respect, and I didn't show you any respect with my actions that day, Thompson wrote. Thompson's the third rioter to be sentenced for assaulting police at the Capitol. The other two, Robert Palmer and Scott Fairlamb, were sentenced to prison terms of 63 months and 41 months, respectively. And for people who think, well, these were all actually Antifa people pretending to be pro-Trump, they make very apologetic and direct statements acknowledging their own wrongdoing. Meanwhile, speaking of wrongdoing, there's a myth about crime at the highest levels. It's a story based in medieval Scotland, really. And that's the story of Macbeth, the great Shakespearean play, which is now a memorable movie with Frances McDormand as Lady Macbeth and Denzel Washington as the guilty monarch. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
A Scottish nobleman and his wife, prodded by the predictions of three truly scary witches, plot royal murder in this latest version of The Tragedy of Macbeth. In theaters on Christmas Day and streaming on Apple TV Plus on January 14th.
Fear not, Duncan, for it is the nails that summons thee to heaven or to hell.
By the pricking of my thumbs, something wicked this way comes.
That Something Wicked is played in an Oscar-worthy performance by Denzel Washington, with Frances McDormand as one of the most effective Lady Macbeths I've ever seen. Her husband, Joel Coen of Coen Brothers fame, directs the film in luscious, haunting black and white, with line deliveries in standard American English that make Shakespeare's indelible words relatively easy to understand and absorb. Altogether, this taut and terrific movie counts as one of the best Shakespearean adaptations in a generation. It's rated R, of course, with a rich array of gore and brutality. 3.5 stars for The Tragedy of Macbeth. And what's amazing about this film, and by the way, the same thing is true of the great West Side Story that's playing in theaters all over and really is a great movie. The West Side Story feels fresh, even if you're very, very familiar with the first film and you've seen the show on stage and you know the music. You'll feel like you're seeing it for the first time. And for Macbeth, which a lot of people study in school, this is brand new. I mean, it feels fresh. You feel a new emotional impact, which focuses really on Macbeth himself and his relationship with his wife, and does so in a way that's extraordinary because they both come across as believable people, not just skilled actors delivering lines from 400 years ago. The Tragedy of Macbeth, I think you would be surprised at how entertaining and how moving it actually is. Speaking of entertaining and moving, young Americans are more likely than older people to say there are other countries that are much better than the U.S. Now, how could that be? Why would younger Americans have those sentiments? I think I've solved part of the riddle. There's also more people die of COVID. Fewer women are giving birth, meaning the U.S. population grew at its slowest rate ever, like since the founding of the Census Bureau. What does that mean? We'll talk about the impact in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door is Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.